Leah, you're very welcome to the show.
Hi, Amber. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Very good. Thank you. And thank you for joining me. First of all, you might just tell our listeners a small bit about yourself. I know you're a financial planner, but tell us a little bit about, I suppose, how you got to where you are today.
So I'm a financial planner. I'm based in Castle Capital in Limerick. Originally, I did a business degree in UL, but I suppose I would be someone who loves a plan, who loves a structure around something. And I suppose I've always been interested in kind of financial education and kind of aligning things to make things work. And obviously, we know that money really does kind of dictate a lot of our choices. So I ended up going into financial services, and I suppose I absolutely love it. I love working with individuals. In particular, I love working with women. I'm really big on kind of female financial independence. And this is something, I suppose, that I'm kind of now bringing to the next level with the Blowhoo event.
Fantastic. So exactly, you have that Blowhoo event and it's taking place next month. Tell us exactly, I suppose, what it all involves.
So we are coming down to Killarney. So we're going to be in the Drumhall Hotel on Saturday, March 22nd. So the event, it starts at about 11:45, just to give you a chance to have tea, coffee, pastry. That'll be there on the day. And then we're going to kick off at 12. So I suppose where the event idea came from is kind of something as a female, I felt that, you know, I kind of didn't really have control over. So I was spending a lot of time kind of, you know, the head down work, kind of following up with education and doing exams through work and then home life in terms of my partner and our daughter. And I just felt that there was something missing and that I kind of, you know, I just felt like I was kind of getting to the stage where I might get burnt out because I didn't really have anything else kind of going. It was like the wheel was spinning, but there wasn't much on it. So I started working with a performance coach, and this is John McNamara, who's going to join us. So basically, it was about realizing that life really isn't all about work. And I think especially since COVID, the routine of 9 to 5 has really slipped away from us, that we're starting to work later into the evenings, you know, people are working shift works and things like that. And it's very hard to find time to actually set aside for yourself and to kind of say, this is something that I'm doing for me, whether it's fitness, whether it's, you know, it's taking time out with friends. And then the other side as well is in terms of like what I see through my work in financial planning, especially when I'm talking to women, is that there's a lack of confidence around, you know, asking for more in your job. So, you know, whether that's asking for more money or asking for better benefits or kind of going for that promotion. And it was something that I thought that, you know, between having your finances aligned to kind of say, look, I'm comfortable, I'm confident, I'm, you know, I'm at a level where, you know, I know what's going on and I know the direction that I'm going to. Now, moving into your career, I suppose how you put yourself out there and how you climb the ladder, you know, if kind of career development is something for you. The other side then, I suppose, with Blowhoo is that it does focus on, you know, with the fitness coach about how to physically and mentally be there, because like that, we kind of know we all have these goals and dreams and things, but if the body's not right and the mind's not right, that's not going to work for us either. So it's about minding yourself physically and mentally. Mm-hmm. And then a new panelist that I added for this Kerry event, I suppose in line with like March, there's a lot of events going on during March. Obviously, the 8th of March is International Women's Day, and there'll be events kind of running across the month of March that are very female orientated. And I wanted to, I suppose, bring Blowhoo to another level and talk about something that, you know, like money, people are a little bit uncomfortable with. And I have Grace Alice O'Shea joining me as the intimacy panelist. So she's an intimacy coach, and she's going to talk to us about, I suppose, unlearning kind of things that we see online that kind of affect our body confidence, how to prioritize our sexual health and happiness. You know, she'll talk a little bit about, you know, outdated views on sex and intimacy and things that limit women from kind of fully embracing that part of themselves. So I'm really excited to kind of have this panel of experts really in their fields, but because I think each one will give, you know, female professionals a boost somewhere, because it mightn't be, you know, it mightn't be all four, but, you know, it might be one coach in particular, something that you need to hear that day that just kind of says, okay, that's what it is. That's what I feel like I'm missing. I can't put my finger on it. And just to give you that confidence and advice and guidance around it.
Fantastic. And as you said there, you have a great lineup of speakers as well, and it's great to see. And as you kind of talked through there, there seems to be like a balance to be struck between health, wealth, but also your personal life and your personal growth, I suppose, as well. And that's kind of the aim behind this event, isn't it? That you'll, as you said, encompass all four together, I suppose, and let people take from the areas that they feel they need to improve their overall life, be it life at home, life at work.
Absolutely. Because look, you know, money, having that financial cushion, that, you know, it does help, but it's not what keeps us going, you know, in terms of creating our happiness and creating fulfillment. You know, once the financial aspect is sorted, the greater, you know, you're in a good position, whether that's, you know, just having your financial buffer or, you know, starting to pay into a pension or kind of financially protecting yourself. But there is more. Like, we're not just going to work to get paid, to pay our bills, to save and kind of go on. It's about getting, you know, the most out of your life. So making sure that you're not, you're physically and mentally able for the goals that you want to go through. Because I think, you know, it's particularly with mental health and how we talk to ourselves, a performance coach like John is going to talk to us about, you know, a little bit about imposter syndrome and how that kind of affects how we develop in our career and, you know, basically how to silence it and lace in terms of like actually finding the time. Because a lot of us, January is a brilliant time to get back into exercise, but like that, just getting busy again. And it's just like Lace owns her own gym, you know, in terms of managing the gym, running the gym, and then finding her own time to actually exercise as well, because while she's teaching the classes, she's not physically doing her own workout. And it's trying to balance the business side of the gym as well with, okay, making sure that she gets her own exercise to keep her body going. And I think as well with Grace, you know, the intimacy side, I think that comes into, you know, our self-confidence and how we see ourselves. And I think there's just a really good blend between finance, career, fitness, intimacy, that, you know, I'm really looking to help people bring out that kind of positive, empowering, better version of themselves.
Fantastic. It sounds great. And you've gone through it in detail there, and there, you know, everyone will bring something different, but I think there'll be lots there for people to take away from the event, we'll say. And I think something that everyone has experienced probably at some stage is the whole thing about integrating wellness into a busy life. And that's definitely something that sounds like you'll be able to take away from an event like this.
Absolutely. And as well, like, there is, like, I'm someone that, you know, loves a workbook, loves something practical to actually go on. So we do, like, we have Blahu workbooks then as well, where, you know, you can take notes, like we facilitate a Q&A as well at the end. So it's really, it's a great chance for someone to say, look, this is what I feel like is going wrong for me. Or, you know, have you any advice about how I can, you know, do this in life, or where I should go, or what I should do? So yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Fantastic. And the event is taking place on the 22nd of March, and it's starting at about just before 12 o'clock and kick off officially at 12 o'clock. How long will it be running for, Leah?
So it's roughly about 2 hours. So it starts at 12. Each coach will have kind of 20 to 30 minutes, and then there'll be a Q&A at the end. But there was a little bit of time just set aside at the beginning, just so some, you know, you can come in, get your tea or coffee, have a pastry, and even chat, because obviously people that are attending the event, you know, we're all going to be like-minded female professionals. So it's a good chance as well to kind of network, you know, within Killarney.
It certainly is. And Leah, who are you hoping will attend the event? Who is it aimed at?
So it's aimed at female professionals. You know, there isn't a specific age. It's someone that's, you know, is busy, is just looking for something to kind of give them that boost, whether it's in the financial performance or fitness or intimacy space, but just female professionals that just don't seem to have the time and just want that kind of improved quality of life and kind of that sense of control.
Fantastic. And if anyone is interested in attending, must they register in advance, Leah?
Yes, so the tickets are on sale on Eventbrite, and you can go directly through Eventbrite and type in Blahu. So Blahu is the Irish for blossom, so it's tying in with the, you know, the whole symbol of empowerment and fulfillment. Or you can go onto our Instagram page then, Blahu. So just BLA Father, THU Father, not to forget the Father's in the Irish.
Fantastic, brilliant. And I suppose just before we finish up, why did you decide that Kerry was the great location to have this event?
So I launched the event in Limerick, that would be home for me. I love Kerry. In particular, I love Killarney. I have so many wonderful memories. You know, it's somewhere I go, I have kind of routinely gone for every birthday in October. My aunt has been married there. Like, it's just somewhere that I've always found is busy, is full of life. The people down there are so positive, they're so welcoming. And it's just something that I want to bring down now to I suppose in my own way, kind of say, you know, I love Killarney and this is kind of something that I want to give to you because every time I go down there, I just always come away with such wonderful memories.
That's fantastic. Well, look, it sounds like a great event and definitely lots of learnings to be taking away from it, I think, from those who attend on the day. So thanks, Leah, for coming on the show and for talking us through it, and the best of luck with it.
Thanks, Amber.